You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Come out of the world, oh my people. Sing the
truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. I pray you're all doing well out there. Today I want to talk about something that I know will bless people and people need to understand. And often people get this wrong. So hopefully people will really focus and think about what I'm saying. And like all videos and all audios that I do, question everything and see for yourselves. But this is one thing we really need to think about. One of the greatest misunderstandings in modern faith is that many believers think worship is something we do during music. People say worship, the worship was great today. It was so wonderful today. But worship is not a song. Worship is not a style of music. Worship is not raising our hands. It's not even an emotional experience. Worship is a life fully surrendered to a wonderful Creator. Many believers have learned thanksgiving. Many have learned praise, but very few have learned worship. Today, I want to talk about the progression from thanksgiving to praise to worship, and why true worship always leads to obedience. Because in Scripture, worship and obedience are inseparable. Hallelujah. This ministry is called Torah Life Ministries, Torah being the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, sin being the opposite. It's not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. We can give ourselves many reasons, many ideas, and many excuses of why we no longer need to follow exactly what our Creator tells us to do, but none of them will equal up to giving the respect that our Creator deserves in following and trusting Him in the word that He gives us. Yes, we need to be thankful. Yes, we need to praise Him. But we need to understand where true worship is. And from a spiritual standpoint, we need to stop worshiping the enemy and start worshiping our Creator. But let's look at worship and let's look at this. We've spoken in the past in other videos about thanksgiving and thanking our Creator for what He has done. We've spoken about the importance of that and how people and often the enemy and how people follow the enemy and taking things out of our Creator's order. The first stage of spiritual maturity is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving focuses on our Creator's actions. We thank Him because He saved us. We thank Him because He provides for us. We thank Him because He heals us. We thank Him because He forgives us. Remember, the order is taken out of place, and this is messing up man, because that's what the enemy tries to do. The enemy tries to take things out of order. We, in today's society, have been deceived to believe we need to be thanking our Creator at the end of His miracles, at the end of His revelation. But no. The Creator shows us, and we saw in a previous teaching, that we need to be thanking Him first and foremost for all of these things. In Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, "Enter His gate with thanksgiving and His courts with praise." Notice, thanksgiving is in the entrance. It is not the destination. It is the doorway. Many believers spend their whole life thanking our Creator, but never move deeper. When we first come to Messiah, thanksgiving fills our heart. We remember where we were before Yeshua rescued us. We remember our sins. We remember our failures. We remember His mercy. And gratitude naturally rises up. That is good. But our Creator wants us to take it deeper. Praise. This is the order of our Creator. Thanksgiving, and next is praise. Thanksgiving focuses on what our Creator has done. Praise focusing on what He is. There is a difference. I can thank Him for healing me, but I praise Him because He is the healer. I can thank Him for providing, but I praise him because he is faithful. I can thank him for salvation, but I praise him because he is holy. Psalm 145 verse 3 says, Yahweh is greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Praise lifts our eyes off ourselves. Thanksgiving often begins with, Yahweh, thank you for helping me. Praise begins with, Yahweh, you are worthy regardless of what happens to me. That is a deeper place. A mature disciple learns to praise a wonderful creator during good seasons and difficult seasons. Think about Job, and I often use his example. Job lost almost everything, yet he decided, Yah gave and Yah has taken away. Blessed is the name of our wonderful creator. That's from Job 1 verse 21. That is praise. Who in the world, in our own human thinking, losing something so close to them, would say, Yah gives and Yah takes away. Blessed be the name of Yah. Job does, because he understood the difference between thankfulness and praise. And now we look at the next thing in order, and that is worship. Worship begins where self ends. Many people stop at praise, but worship goes deeper. Worship begins when we surrender ourselves completely to Yah. Yeshua said in Matthew 4 verse 10, you shall worship Yahweh your Elohim, and he only he shall you serve. Hallelujah. You shall worship a wonderful creator, and only him shall you serve. See, when we look at the idea of serving or following or believing or listening to, the problem is the enemy has deceived many people to worship and follow him and not our creator, taking things once again out of order, not trusting the order of our creator. I read Matthew 4:10 to you again. You shall worship and serve Yahweh our creator, and him only shall you serve. Notice, worship comes before service. You see the order of that scripture? You shall worship a wonderful creator, and only him shall you serve. Many believers want to serve Yah. Few want to surrender to Yah. Worship is surrender. Worship says, Father, my life is yours. My plans are yours. My future is yours. My reputation is yours, and my desires are yours. That is worship. The first mention of worship in Scripture is powerful. So powerful. Genesis 22. Yahweh asked Abraham to offer Isaac. 22 verse 5. Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship and then return to you. Think about this. Abraham was not going to sing songs. He was not carrying a guitar. He was carrying obedience. The first mention of worship in Scripture is connected to sacrifice. Worship cost something. It always has. Many people say they worship Yahweh, but when obedience becomes difficult, they walk away. Abraham worshiped because he trusted Yah completely. Real worship says, Father, even if I don't understand, I trust you. Think about your walk. Think about your life and your faith in our Creator. Remember, this is powerful. And we're going to look at more examples in Scripture. Who are you serving? Who do you worship? And just think about the word worship. Think about the pedestal you put your focus on. Remember the children when they made the golden calf? Their focus was on this statue that they made. Most of the belief systems and so-called religions around the world have some sort of idol that people worship, they serve, they put everything towards that one thing. Well, the scripture tells us we need to lift up first and foremost and give all our focus and our trust to a wonderful creator and no one else or nothing else. We think about how Abraham made this sacrifice, not even to put his own son above our creator. Isaac was in a very interesting position. He was in a position because he had been blessed with a faithful father. But he was able to see through that the example that even a son, a child, should not become or take things out of the order with our creator, and our creator has to be first. Abraham was in a particular situation because the most endearing thing to a father besides his spouse would be his children. And this was the thing and is the thing that stumbles many people. I will worship Yara, wonderful creator, except, and then there comes the excuses. My money. Some say my family. Some say the other idols they make in their lives. Except these idols in my lives are more important than our creator, and they treat these things more important. Every believer has an Isaac, something precious, something difficult to surrender. For some people it's money, for others it's pride, for others it's fear, for some it's a relationship, and for some it's a dream. Our creator may never ask you to give it up, but he wants you to know if you would, because worship means nothing above him. Luke 14:27 says, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Notice, Yeshua did not say, cannot be saved. He said, cannot be my disciple. Discipleship requires surrender. Now we need to ask why many believers are stuck, and they never seem to fully mature in their relationship with Yahweh. They never seem to break through and get to a certain place with him. They remain spiritual infants, not because they don't know scripture, not because they don't attend church, not because they don't pray. It's because they refuse to surrender. Spiritual maturity begins when self decreases. John the Immerser said, he must increase while I must decrease. That is worship. Powerful. That could sum up this whole talk here. That one scripture. He must increase while I decrease. How many of us say that? How many of us think that? How many of us believe that? Well, that is worship. You see, the flesh wants recognition. The flesh wants comfort and wants control. Worship puts all of that on the altar. When Satan tried to attack Yeshua in the wilderness, he promised him the things, the control, the comfort, the recognition, and all these things. But Yeshua set the great example. The great example. And used scripture and quoted, my father says this, my father said this. He was not putting all of these things of the world above his father's instructions. And when we think about the way Yeshua responded to the enemy, and we put our worship in the right place, it helps us to understand of how to respond to people. And how to respond to situations in our lives, in this world. One of the signs of spiritual maturity is how easily we become offended. People are offended over everything today. Someone ignores them. Someone criticizes them. Someone disagrees with them. Someone doesn't appreciate them. And immediately they become upset. Why? Because self is still sitting on their throne. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Messiah. It is no longer I who live, but Messiah who lives in me. Dead men don't defend themselves. Dead men don't demand recognition. Dead men don't insist on getting their own way. The more we worship our Creator, the less we worship ourselves. Such a powerful message that Scripture is trying to teach us. That Yahweh wants us to learn. We have Yeshua in the flesh. The salvation of Yahweh in the flesh. To look at the example. He literally gave up his physical life for us. Putting his life on the back burner. And the thing is, it wasn't for us. He did it for Yah. He did it for his father, because his father told him to do it. He put his life below what his father wanted for him. He didn't make his life more important. He didn't make his feelings more important. Because when people do that, that's where pride sets in. And pride will override obedience. And this is the problem when people today make excuses of why they don't need to do this, or why they don't need to follow that, or why they don't need to keep the commandments of our Creator, or why they shouldn't be obedient to Scripture. It's prideful. They're putting their self and their own ways and their own ideas above what our Creator wants for them. But I tell you, folks, what our Creator wants for us is safety, is growth, is a relationship close with Him. But when we worship ourselves and put ourselves over that, the first thing to go is obedience. It's the first thing to go. This is where the enemy thrives. What they're worshiping and the obedience that goes out the door. Even people that are teaching it today, this is where many go wrong. This is where true discipleship starts. Worship is not merely a feeling. Worship produces obedience. Yeshua said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Many people say they love our Creator, but biblical worship is demonstrated through obedience. Remember, it's not perfect obedience. There's growing in obedience. A surrendered heart says, Father, show me your ways and I will walk with them. You see the action that takes place. Show me your ways and I will walk in them. We actually have to take action and being obedient to his word. Hallelujah. So let's get the order right and understand the pattern of Scripture or the orders of Scripture. And for me, I have found in my life, and I recommend with others, creating an order in your life that's going to help you to be as close to our Creator as possible. Put nothing above these things. And when we look at our time and our priorities in our life, worship first. One of the greatest habits a disciple can develop is beginning the day with worship. Before checking the news, before checking social media, before checking anything, spending time with our Creator. Psalms 5:3 says, in the morning, Yahweh, you hear my voice. In the morning, I order my prayer before you and I watch explicitly. Start your day by acknowledging our wonderful Creator. Not asking for things, not presenting a list, just worship. Tell him, you are holy, set apart. You are righteous. You are faithful. You are king. You are worthy. This changes your perspective for the day. The enemy wants to keep us so busy that as soon as we get up, and we're not getting up in a timely fashion, which is the number one problem. And people have no time to get everything they need to get done. So what's the first place that suffers? Most believers don't have time to stop and pray in the morning. They get up late because they're up too late doing things they shouldn't be doing. And when they wake up late, the first thing to go is their time with Yahweh. They're going to rush out of the house to get to the job because they worship their job and their boss and their drug therapy. I mean, their drug programs, because they get their health insurance or their drug insurance, whatever you want to call it, more than our Creator. They say, I don't have time to pray. I got to get to work. How many times have you heard people say that? How many times have you said that? Well, get up earlier so you have time for work. Well, I don't have time to get up early because I went to sleep too late because I was up working. Stop making work more important than our Creator. Trust and understand, it says He will provide. So starting your morning the right way, acknowledging Him, spending time with Him, getting up with Him, it'll change your perspective of everything for the entire day. Remember, the goal is to understand the order of our Creator and become a worshiper of what our Creator wants us to worship. Yeshua made a remarkable statement in John 4:23. But an hour is coming, and now is here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Notice, He didn't say the Father seeks singers. He didn't say He seeks musicians. He seeks worshipers. A worshiper is someone whose entire life belongs to Yah. Someone who obeys Him. Someone who trusts Him. Someone who submits to Him. Someone who follows Him. That is what Yahweh is looking for. When we think about worship, maybe we need to look at a more practical example in today's world. We'll use sports and we'll use battle. First, we use sports. When people are going to a team or a sporting event, it's one side against the other. And people get their uniform on for the team they represent. They psych themselves up mentally. The fans get all excited. They get the adrenaline rush. Think about what they're doing and the mindset they're putting themselves in. And the other thing is battle. Think about the ancient wars when people prepared for the battle. People, in their preparation for the battle, they had to do this worship of what they were fighting for. Whether it's putting on war paint and getting prepared, they had to convince their minds and believe their life was on the line in many of these situations. So you had to get your mind, the mind of worship. What are you willing to put your life on the line for? And the things that are closest to you for, and your values for. And when you think about that, how many of you are in that mindset for our Creator? Are we willing to put our life and do battle for Him? Are we able to psych ourselves up every single morning or even the night before in preparation for battle? Because if you're going to an important event the next day, if you're a fighter and you have a fight, you're going to make sure you get enough sleep the night before. So why don't we give that same to Yahweh? We got to get up for Him. We got to get enough sleep. You know, when something's important in your life, you say, I got to get to bed early. I got an important date tomorrow. I got to be up early. Why don't we have that same heart around about prayer? We need to think about these things. There is a progression. Thanksgiving. Thanks Yahweh for what he has done. Praise celebrates who he is. Worship surrenders everything to him. Many believers stop at Thanksgiving. Some reach the level of praise. But our Creator is calling us into worship, not merely singing, not merely emotions, not merely church attendance, but a life laid down before him. Think about your priorities. Think about the order in life. And what do you do first in the morning? And are you giving time to spend with our Creator first? Romans 12:1 says, I urge you therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of our wonderful Creator, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to him, which is your spiritual service of worship. Notice, worship is not a song. It's a sacrifice. Think about that. Think about the example with Abraham and Isaac. Think about the sacrifices that were made by others in scriptures. Think about Job's heart, as we discussed. Trusting in our Creator so much, not coming against him. I see so many people that are angry with our Creator, of all things, because he took this away from me. Whether it's our physical health, or whether it's our children, or whether it's our job. Oh, he took this away from me. I can't trust him. Why would he do this if he loves me? And we start questioning him. You must understand, worship is a sacrifice. My prayer is that we become true worshipers of our wonderful Creator. People who obey him, trust him, and follow Yahshua, and live surrendered lives every day. I pray that for my life. I pray that for your life. That is where spiritual maturity begins. And that is the type of worship our Father is seeking. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, may you bless those who come and seek you to worship you. And with this worship, everybody, your eyes will become more open to his truth. And it actually makes it easier as we go along. It makes it easier the more we could see. And the true faith is not seeing and believing. But when you can see, it does make it easier. Praise Yah. Thank you, Father, for this blessed day. May everyone listening submit and worship you amongst all things. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yah be with you, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Of our testimony, of our end.